Sport on RTÉ Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Sportage. For more, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Balls and bowls in an hour, Darren Trehill, but Derry days first.
Absolutely. What a day it was for Derry yesterday, Gavin. Ulster football champions after a pretty dramatic extra time victory over Donegal. It ended 116 to 114 in Clonus, and they're Ulster champions now for the very first time in 24 years. Conor Glass was one of a number of players, key players, who played a starring role yesterday. It was his first time back in Clonus, actually, playing for Derry since he won a minor title for County back in 2015, and he's been speaking with Owen McConnell, and he's been telling Owen why another famous Derry man was in his thoughts yesterday.
You know, it's always going to be a ding-dong battle in Ulster football. I think we come out the end.
It's been a whirlwind season. You know, you beat Tyrone, you beat Monaghan, and then you beat Donegal in the final. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, if we had seen it at the start of the year that we come up against three Division 1 teams, like, we'd be pretty under the pump, but to do it that way is pretty special, and just over the moon now.
There was obviously a tremendous belief in this side, and Rory had still that.
Yes, 100%, we believe in each other, we treat each other as brothers. You know, we spend amount of time during the week with each other, and it's pretty special to come back on Clonus. I guess the last time I was in Clonus climbing those stairs was in 2015, climbing, and there was a man, Martin McGuinness, that I shook hands with. Phil Derryman, and if he is here today, he'd be pretty happy with how we've done today.
You could have been playing Aussie rules, but you decided to stick with Derry. It's a good decision today.
This is what it's about, you know, having your friends and family. It's obviously a tough decision moving home, but I guess over the last two years has been worthwhile. So yeah, absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, that's almost a speechless Conor Glass there. he had to, I bet, do a lot of shouting to be heard over that huge crowd there yesterday, full sellout crowd. But great scenes there as well, and certainly hard done this year by Derry, beating all the top teams to win that Ulster final. Galway beat Roscommon to win the Connacht football final. They ran out 219 to 216 winners, and a first Connacht title win in 4 years, and a first on their home patch at Pearse Stadium since 2005. Wins in the Tailteann Cup for Offaly, Westmeath and Carlow, and I'll have the draw for the quarterfinals of that competition on the programme here just after the news at 8:30, so do make sure you tune in for that. Now, a very big day ahead for Irish boxing. Dylan Eagleson and Gabriel Dawson both fighting for European Championship gold medals in Armenia, and what a couple of weeks it's been for Irish boxing. Two of our female fighters won gold recently at the World Championships. Well, I'm joined on the line now by a European medalist himself, a man who knows all about how hard it is to win these medals, Eric Donovan. Eric, how big an achievement is this for these two lads?
Good morning, Darren. Darren, it's a phenomenal achievement from these two guys. European Championships, one of the strongest boxing continents in the world. And these guys are just absolutely taking the tournament in their stride. Gabriel Dawson has won four fights in order to get into the final today. He beat his Spanish opponent, Bulgarian, Norway, Italian, and he's up against Richardson from the UK, from England, today in the final, and he's hoping to make it 5 out of 5. And I just think that's an incredible achievement from him, especially after losing in the under 22 European Championships not so long ago, to bounce back into the full elite senior European Championships and go all the way. Well, he's one fight from taking the gold medal. And then you've Dylan Eagleson, who hasn't even boxed in a European or hasn't even boxed in an elite championships. He's only 19 years of age, and he's just been a breath of fresh air. Watching him in the competition, he's a southpaw, slick, so, so good. And every fight, he's been getting better and better. And he's up in the final today against a French opponent. So he's won 3 fights in order to get here. And with the Olympic Games only 2 years away, I just think this is a very promising time for Irish boxing.
Yeah, and it comes against the backdrop of all the trouble going on outside the ring. Does that surprise you, Eric?
Well, not really, because, you know, having boxed for Ireland for so many years and having been, associated with boxing and knowing the boxing community and Irish boxing in Ireland, you know, we're very, very strong. The clubs are brilliant. And fair play to Zoran Antia as well yesterday. He talked about the club coaches, and he gave a lot of credit to them, you know, because it has been said before that the club coaches develop these young boxers week in, week out, and hand them up to the high-performance team to polish them. And that's what seems to be happening. And we have a conveyor belt in this country of a very strong talent right across the board. It's worth noting that in this European Championships, we sent 10 boxers, but 5 got to the quarterfinals. 5 boxers boxed for medals. And these guys, this is one of our youngest teams ever. Some of these boxers have never boxed even in an international elite competition. Never mind European Championships. Some of them haven't even had multinations or international contests. And we got 5 into the quarterfinals, which is just... it's really staggering. It's fantastic, and hopefully we can come back with, well, we've guaranteed 2 silver at least anyway. But on the form that the Gabriel Dawson and Dylan Eagleson is in at the moment, you'd be pretty confident of them bringing home something. Gold. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a million for that. Just before I go, some headlines. Izzy Atkinson scored an extra time winner as Celtic beat Glasgow City 3-2 in the Scottish Cup final. Nottingham Forest back in the Premier League, 1-0 win over Huddersfield yesterday. Jenny Egan won a bronze in the canoe sprint World Cup event in Poland. And Dennis Lynch won the prestigious Rolex Grand Prix in Rome. Back in an hour with that draw.